Dad, there was a lot of, I did a lot of research on grocery stores over the years, and there was as many as 300 small grocery stores back in the late 1920s, 1930s, where my dad had his grocery store at the corner of 2nd and Emma. There were three small grocery stores on that intersection. One ran by a lady, Charlotte Johnson, another ran by a lady named Agnes Lysen. And prior to Agnes Lysen getting to the grocery store was an Eclipse store, which was a chain store here in Butte at one time. There's maybe a half a dozen Eclipse stores. And they closed long before my dad ever closed his store. And I think the reason my dad's store stayed open as long as it did because he had a meat block there. A lot of people used to come in and trade with them. A lot of miners that he worked with, even though they didn't live in the neighborhood, they'd come in and trade with him. A lot of them for groceries and a lot of them for the meat. There's a lot of good meat products.
Did you ever go out to Hanson?
Yep, many, many times. I'd go out there on Saturday mornings with my dad when I was in grade school and high school. It was a major meatpacking company. It was huge. I recall the big racks of hams and bacons on the big rotisseries. And that rotisserie is probably 20 feet. I remember looking down at it as the hams and the bacons would be coming back up.
Wow.
It was huge. And of course, you go back, dad would pick up on Saturday mornings, he might pick up some bologna or hot dogs or whatever. And they used to have the big round hot dogs. And I remember the people working there to always make sure that I had a hot dog before I left. It was a major concern in those days.
Now, did they serve just Butte or all the way like Deer Lodge? And
it was kind of a regional
meatpacking
company. I don't know the extent of area-wise, but they covered a large area, I'm sure.
And so tell me a little bit about the store. What was the atmosphere like when you walked in?
It's a busy place.
Okay.
Dad would start out in the morning, probably get up about 6, 6:30, have a very small breakfast. Again, it is 1949 or 1951 Hudson's that I recall. He'd hit the produce houses, Butte Produce, Gamble Robinson, pick up fresh produce every morning. Go out to Hanson Packing, pick up the bologna, hams, or whatever he had to get for the meat block. And after Hanson Packing closed, then he'd go out to Shoemakers, which was located west of Butte, and buy stocks meat. He'd go out there also and pick up a lot of his meat goods, return to the store, and, you know, get ready for the day. You know, count out the currency, check his books from the day before. I don't think he was a very good bookkeeper, but like I mentioned before, he was never audited by the IRS, so I guess he did okay. But he'd get ready for the day, and while he's getting ready for the day, then some of the salesmen would start coming through, and the bread people, you know, Eddie's Bread, Town Talk Bread, Dutch Girl Bread. Then they had about three or four different creameries here in Butte. There was Metal Gold, Miner's Dairy, Community. And there may be one or two other ones. They'd be coming in as he was getting prepared for the day. So, and then on Tuesdays was really a busy day because that's when the big order that he'd have would come in from Associated Grocers out of Helena. The big semi would pull up, usually about 11 o'clock or close to noon. It would block the entire street on Harrison, on Second Street. So it made it very difficult traffic-wise for the other vehicles trying to get through. Unload the groceries, which would take probably, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. Everything, a lot of your regular canned goods, grocery items, frozen goods, whatnot. All that stuff would be stacked in front of the store until you could finally go ahead and stock your shelves, put it down in the basement, which was called the sump. You move the goods down there. But you always had to work around it all day long until those groceries were finally on the shelves or down in the basement. And like I mentioned, and then you had customers coming in during the day while you're trying to get the groceries on the shelves. So it made for a pretty hectic day.